Hello, beautiful people. Good morning, good afternoon, good night, whatever time it is. I hope you have or had an amazing day. My name is Lorena, and welcome to Walk and Talk. I just started this podcast. I just want it to be very real and no editing. And if you hear a bunch of cats or cars, that is the part of it. I want you to feel like we're hanging out and like it's a comfortable and open space for everybody. And yeah, let's get started for today. I want to talk about derealization. And I didn't know that was a thing. I woke up this morning, I read my Bible, and I started scrolling on TikTok as I told myself I would stop. And I came upon a post about feeling disconnected. And I was a little confused at first. I was like, well, what does that mean for someone, really? Like, what exactly are we talking about? Because as I started diving into it, I've realized that it's something that I have experienced and have. It's something personal for a lot of people, and I don't feel like it's talked about a lot. But it's basically, putting it into words, feeling disconnected from reality. Feeling like you're not in your own body, like you're not present. Like, life isn't real. And I was telling my therapist, like, it just feels like I'm watching myself in a third person. Like, I will still be doing things as normal. I can respond to people. I will go on my phone. I can be in class, whatever it is. I'm still there, but I'm also not. Like, spiritually, I just don't feel like I'm in my own body. And it's not exactly fun, especially if you're around my age. It's kind of hard to deal with, but I really want to talk about it and just let's walk and talk through this. So let's start with what it really feels like. I know I'm not a professional, so take this as just me sharing my personal experience. For me, it's a feeling of being on autopilot. Like, I know that I'm alive, but I don't feel alive. And stay with me, I'm not trying to sound super depressed or anything, but everything around me feels kind of like fake. Kind of like I'm living inside a dream or one of those glitchy video games, if that makes sense. Like, I will catch myself thinking like, okay, am I here? What is the point? Why do I feel like this? Sometimes I don't even notice that it's happening. I have no idea that I'm there. Sometimes I'll do things and I forget that I even did them. Or I will have a full-on conversation, walk out of there, and be like, what exactly did I just talk about? I don't even remember what I spoke about, what I said. I'm just praying that there wasn't anything weird or wrong, or like, did people notice? Or like, if you've ever smoked before or you've taken weed or whatever it is, it feels kind of like you're high. Like, you're just in the zone where it's like, you know that you're there, but mentally, you're really not. And you're not exactly sure how words are coming out of your mouth. You're not exactly sure how you're walking. And I want to emphasize walking because this happened to me recently. I went on a walk and I put it on a podcast as well. I walked for 4 hours. And some of you might be like, that's crazy. That's a lot of time. Other people might be like, you know what? I've been there. Or other people are just sitting at home like, oh, maybe I should go for a walk. Like, I usually walk for about an hour or two. That's fine. But 4 hours to the point where my headphones didn't even work anymore. Like, I had no more battery. I wasn't even listening to anything. I was in such like autopilot. If you've ever been on a treadmill walking and you walk for more than like 30 minutes, when you get off, you kind of like, I hope someone understands this. You kind of like get off and think that you're still walking on the treadmill. Like, you're arms and feet and legs are still like trying to adjust to the fact that the floor is not moving ahead, and you just kind of like go on this autopilot. And that's exactly how I felt. Like, I got from point A to B to a point where I didn't even know where I was walking to anymore. I was just walking. I wasn't there, but yet I was doing it. So it's scary sometimes. Like, you feel so distant from yourself and the people around you. It's like, even if I'm with people or friends or family or people that I'm comfortable with, I can't get rid of this like weird fog. And over time, you start to kind of understand that it's something a lot more deep-rooted. It kind of happens when we're not thinking about it, but it also can happen, like, if you're like me, who's quite a bit of an anxious person, you start to realize, like, okay, there is something going on. Why am I being triggered? Why is this happening? Whatever it is, it just feels like you're in a fever dream. You're in a daydream. And as someone who has the weirdest dreams ever, and I really do wish that one day someone can invent a way to see my dreams, because I have the worst dreams. Like, I will have nightmares constantly, or if I don't, like, I have dreams that feel just so vivid. Like, I don't know if anyone's ever had a dream where you wake up and you think that you're actually present in that dream. That happened to me this morning. Like, I thought that my whole room was being infested by bugs, and I was freaking out, and I was already late to work, and then I woke up, and the first thing I did was close my window. And guess what? The window was already closed. But in my dream, it wasn't, because all these bugs were everywhere, and yeah. I don't know where I'm going with that one, but I felt the need to share it, and it's just, it's such an interesting topic that I didn't even know existed. I didn't know it was a thing. I didn't know it was even happening until I realized that there was a word for it and that other people were also experiencing it. So here's the thing about derealization. It will hit you at the most random times. Like, you could be walking through Walmart or grabbing a coffee at Starbucks or whatever you do, and then you just get hit with this wave of, like, wait, am I really here? Did I really just go through that? What is happening? Am I actually tapping my card? Am I paying? Did I already pay? Did I already order? And you start just going down this spiral of so many questions. And a big trigger for me that I've noticed over time has been when you're really stressed and overwhelmed. Like, whenever life feels too big, or you feel super, like, super stuck in your head for too long, your brain just starts to tap out. Like, you start doing things without noticing that you're doing them. You start to go, like I said, like, on this autopilot. And I'm sorry, but I will be repeating that a lot, because that is kind of what it is. You start doing things out of either habit or out of a realization. And it's like, that's the key word, right? Like, derealization versus realization. Like, you're realizing that you are doing something, but you also are unaware of doing it. And it sounds like a weird and tricky, I don't know what the right word in English is for that, but it's just, it's interesting how it says it in the word, yet also we're trying to figure out what it is, because I feel like social media is one of the biggest influences for this, and it's not been helping. Especially since COVID times, scrolling all day can honestly make me feel less real, because I get so caught up in everyone else's life. Like, I'm not grounded in my own. The amount of hours I've spent scrolling on TikTok or stalking an Instagram or a Visco, and then you just end up in this spiral. Like, you end up on one profile, then you click on another one and another one and another one, and all of a sudden you're in an account in somewhere in Africa. I don't know, but it happens. Like, we've all been there. You just scroll endlessly. And I was just talking about this with one of my girlfriends. Like, at night especially, it's the worst for me, because if I go on TikTok, I know I'm going to be there for the next 2 hours. And it's interesting if you really think about it, because videos are usually no longer than like 30 seconds. So imagine how many videos I've watched that are 30 seconds or less in 2 hours. I've scrolled through thousands of profiles by that point and read thousands of comments and likes. And most of the time, I don't even watch the full video. And I don't even think anybody does. I don't know a single person who will actually watch a full video unless it's like a really cool travel video or like a podcast that like you really want to listen to. Because we just scroll endlessly and mindlessly through these accounts, and eventually you start to not even be engaged. Like, your hands start just hurting,
and you just kind of go and go and go and scroll and scroll and scroll. You're not even watching the video. Like, you, your body is just there, but your mind isn't. Your hand is automatically scrolling up and down and tapping and commenting and whatever. But you are not there. You are not present. You're gone. You don't know what you just watched. I could ask you, what did you just watch an hour ago? You probably won't remember. Because what happened? You probably watched 100 videos and you paid attention to maybe 10 seconds of one of them. So it's interesting, like, how we get so caught up in other people and also ourselves. Like, where are we? What are we doing? And then there's a whole other topic on that where we start just comparing ourselves to, oh, I should be posting that, or I should be wearing that. Why didn't I think of that outfit? Why didn't I think of that? Or, like, the amount of times that I've seen accounts where, like, there's a million hashtags and some of them don't. And the ones with no hashtags will get more views, even though people tell you that using hashtags will get views. I don't understand how it works or what it works, or even with this podcast. Like, I'm just going to put it out there for whoever comes upon it, whether it's one person, none, myself. I just want to make this for someone to listen, because I know at some point someone will resonate and be like, hey, I like this person. Because I have certain accounts that I watch and they have maybe like 20 followers, 100 followers, whatever, but I like those accounts. Like, I am that one person that will go and support them because I actually like what they are sharing and their content, especially when it comes to story times or podcasts. Like, podcasts have been such a transformational thing for me. I used to just listen to true crime podcasts, and if anyone knows the BuzzFeed Unsolved ones, those are my favorite. I love just watching old cold cases about murder and ghosts and all that fun stuff. But when I started realizing, like, hey, there's podcasts where I can feel like I'm on a call, or if I walk into a store, I don't have to feel completely lonely. It's cool. I don't know. It feels like I'm talking with someone. So yeah, at least you don't have to go into your notepad now, right? So here we are. Or if you're just like cleaning your room, like, let's hang out. Let's do something. Let's talk. Let's FaceTime. That's what I'm here for. But that is social media, right? And going back to the topic of derealization, you guys will notice I go off sometimes. I will go off about a topic for a few minutes, but I promise you I always get back to my point. But I want to talk about isolation. When you're spending too much time alone and overthinking, I think it can amplify that disconnection. Because I've been going through a lot of changes currently where I feel like I've outgrown myself, I've outgrown the people that I've been with, I just am going through a breakup as well. And it feels quite like a lonely time. Like, you're telling me I have to sit with my thoughts. I actually have to process what I went through. And I'm someone who's very introspective. I love my therapist. I love journaling and writing, and just, I also overthink, unfortunately. So I'm like, did I say something wrong? What did I do wrong? What can I do different this time? Like, I love change. I think change is so constant and it's normal, and people who avoid it are just gonna keep putting it off until it hits you all at once. So it's part of it. But within this disconnection that I'm talking about, it's very easy to get stuck in habits that we don't realize that we're doing, such as scrolling on our phone or me walking or having even small interactions with people, because we're so used to being alone that when we actually have those, it gets so like amplified. And so the way that I'm coping with this, well, there's a few things. So what do you do when you feel like you're stuck in a dream? I'll be real, it's not like there's one magic thing to snap out of it. But as I've worked through with my therapist, she's given me a few grounding techniques. And I also just read this book called The 8 Rules of Love by Jay Shetty. If you haven't read it, it is an amazing book. I definitely recommend it, and it talks about how we can learn to love ourselves first in order to love others, and that is so important. Like, these are huge things for me. You need to feel like you are able to accept that we are part of this world, we're all human, we are all deserving of love. That's the biggest thing. If you don't have self-love for yourself, you will not be putting it out into this world. So if anyone hasn't told you today, I love you. I think you're an amazing person. And we're going to get through this together, whatever you're going through. A second thing I want to talk about is focusing on textures. Like something in my hands, whether it's like a fidget toy or like my breathing. Or every morning, I wake up and splash cold water on my face. Not only is it great for your skin, but it is also very helpful for when it comes to waking up. No one wants cold water in their face, but it helps. It's going to wake you up. It's a different sensation, like having something to genuinely ground you. And there was this meditation in the book that talked about saying thank you to our feet and feeling our toes and feeling our hands. And those things help you feel present. Just acknowledging that we're truly here. Like, this is our body. This is us. This is what we're working with. But like I said, you need to also have some self-love for yourself and acknowledge that, hey, this is what we were gifted with. We can't change it, and we can, but it's up to us to take those steps. Another thing that I've heard a lot that has been talked about was called the 5-4-3-2-1 method. And this one doesn't really work for me. This one was suggested by almost every therapist I've seen in my life. And in the moment, like, I don't really want to think about 5 things I can see and 4 things I can touch, but maybe it works for someone out there, so I'm going to talk about it. So the 5-4-3-2-1 method is you talk about 5 things that you see, or even, like, you don't even have to say it out loud, just think about it in your head. So try it right now, even if you're just listening to this. Think about 5 things that you can see. Think about 4 things that you can touch. 3 things that you can hear, 2 things that you can smell, and 1 thing that you can taste. And if you can't taste anything, that's a thing. You can taste your own saliva. So there you go. And it sounds cheesy, but it helps when your brain is like really spiraling. Like I said, in my past, it hasn't always worked for me. But if you're new and don't know where to go with derealization and feeling that disconnection, try it out. Maybe it'll work for you. The biggest thing that has helped me, though, is moving my body. I love walking, and I didn't realize that I liked walking because I don't like walking on a treadmill. I used to. It's easy. You stay in one place. But now, just getting up and knowing that I can walk outside, even if it's freezing, and just see something different, I get to appreciate nature. I love, love nature. I love looking at trees and sunsets and clouds and flowers. Whatever's outside, there's always something new to see. There's always somewhere new to walk. And it's really cool. And at least in the area where I live, there's some nice parks nearby. Sometimes I do just walk the streets. But even then, like, I can just observe the houses, structures. I feel very grounded when I do that. And walking helps a lot. I'll put on a podcast and just enjoy the company of myself. Like, even if I feel like I'm in a daze, I feel like physically getting up and moving just makes me feel a little more in control. And if walks aren't your vibe, try something else. Try yoga, try stretching, even like pacing around your room like a weirdo, because I've been there and done that. Or I've been that person that's like, yeah, I'm gonna do exercises at home. I'll put on my little 5-minute, 10-minute ab YouTube video workout, and I just lay there on my phone. So if you've been there and done that, if you have stairs in your house, go up the stairs. Put on a Just Dance video on YouTube. I've been there too and done that. They're actually super fun. If you've never played that game, I recommend it. But just try to get out of your bed. Like, let's just stop sitting on your butt. Get up. Let's do something. Let's dance. Let's party. Let's walk out. Whatever it is. Get your body moving. That is going to help you a lot. Another thing that is very important is what I'm about to say, because you all have been there and you all knew it, and I just talked about it. Social media. TikTok, especially. Emphasis on TikTok, because that can make things so much worse. Your brain is trying to process a million things at once. You're scrolling endlessly. You don't even know what's going on. And then there's glitches. And like,
It's so hard. I get it. When you're bored, our first thing in our mind is to go on our phones. Why? I don't know. But also think about it. Like, a few years when TikTok didn't exist and people used to make fun of people for being on TikTok and people used to make fun of people for being on Vine or whatever it was, if you were in that time, like, a lot of people wouldn't do that. So what would we use? I know for my generation, it was Snapchat. But even then, like, I wasn't on it constantly. Instagram also didn't have reels back then. So guess what? It actually made us do things that were not on our phones. It's crazy, right? I know. So I've been trying to have at least a few hours a day where I'm off my phone. Usually at work, obviously, it's the biggest. But even, like, when I get home... Oh, I don't know what just happened, but my cat... Okay. Even, like, especially at night, I've been trying to tell myself after 9, I will not go on my phone. Or especially when I wake up, at least for the first 10 minutes, don't go on your phone. Because you will immediately start connecting. Oh my god, he's hearing that. You will immediately start connecting all these things in your brain. Like, your brain is going to be wired to look and think like your phone and whatever you see that morning or night. If you see something on TikTok, that's what you're going to dream about. If you see something in the morning, you're going to spiral about it. So just try and get off your phone for even an hour a day. I promise you it'll make a difference. And last but not least, the one that everybody talks about all the time, and we all know it as journaling. I know, everybody says it. Everyone's like, oh, you should try writing, you should try journaling. Yeah, I get it. Sometimes I don't want to write, okay? Like, I'm in school, I'm writing all day, I'm good. Like, I don't want to do anything. But it's true. Writing things down puts them out on paper and it makes them feel more real. So if your thoughts are ever really chaotic and you don't know what to do with them and you don't want to dump them on your friends and you don't want to dump them on your partner or your family, just dump them onto a page. Or, like most people who have a phone, because I know you're on your phone right now, put them on your note app. Like, I have so many notes of just random thoughts throughout the day, random things I wanted to say. And you know what's cool is that you can just delete them. Or if you are actually that lazy and you don't want to even type it out, there's something called a voice record. And you can do that too. Like, it's so cool. It just, I know, technology. So it's a good way to dump off a lot of things on your mind and just put them onto a page. Lets you sort through the mess a little bit, even just seeing it in front of you, being like, ah, that felt good. Or if you have that one text that you're not sure if you want to send, probably don't. Just write it down first and then go over it. I know we've all been there and done that, so. Yeah, I wanna switch topics a little bit because I wanna focus on solitude as well. I know solitude can feel really scary, but I've kind of been learning to see it a bit differently. Solitude isn't loneliness. It's a chance to reconnect with yourself. It's your chance to realize that you are present and that you can be someone. Sometimes we're just so busy. If you're like me, like an empath, I get so caught up in trying to be there for others and making sure that they're okay and checking in. Hey, how are you? Let's make plans. And I completely forget about myself. You start losing yourself. Like, being alone is also uncomfortable, but there's also comfort in the uncomfortable. And if you haven't heard my last podcast, I'm not going to plug it in, but I am. It's exactly about that topic, so go check that one out. But that's where you're going to learn what you actually like. Like, when you're uncomfortable, you need to know what you like and what you don't. And that's the only way to test it out, like, to figure out what you value and who you are. So I've started spending intentional time with myself, like whether it's sitting outside with a journal, going on a walk, listening to a podcast, or even just like going for a drive with no destination. Like, driving is so fun for me. A lot of people don't like it. I do. I'll put my music on, put my windows down, and just blast music. And I feel like the sensation of like freedom. I get to sing my song. Sometimes I'll bring a friend along if I really want to. But doing things alone like that, it's nice. It's comforting. Like, eventually over time, you start to get to know yourself. Because you know what? At the end of the day, that's all you got. You have yourself, and that's it. So you need to understand and appreciate that these little moments of solitude remind you that it's okay to be for yourself. And it's something that's actually super powerful. So I encourage you to try and spend an hour. That's literally just 1 hour of your day alone. No phone, no TV, no social media, no friends, no family, just with yourself. And hear what your heart has to tell you. Do you feel like writing? Do you feel like taking a nap? Do you feel like going out for a walk? Do you feel like reading? Do you feel like hanging out with your pets? Just try something new. You will find comfort in it, and you will probably learn some things that you didn't know about yourself. And you will also learn to really, really value that alone time, because once you're in a relationship, you will not get that too much. And if you are already in one and you know exactly what I'm talking about, then you get it. Because I've been in relationships where I was very dependent on my partners and vice versa. Like, if I was bored or was feeling lonely, they were the ones that I turned to. So when I wanted actual alone time, it was weird. I was like, no, like, what am I doing? I can't do that. And it's wrong. Like, obviously, as I've grown, I've realized, like, yeah, you need to be your own independent person as well, and have your own friends and your own family too, and your own alone time and your own qualities and hobbies that you like. But that's a whole different topic. So if you've made it this far already, and hopefully you're not tired of my voice yet, thank you. Because derealization and feeling disconnected can be such an isolating experience, but you're not alone, even if it feels that way. My challenge for you is to embrace the uncomfortable moments this week, whether it's sitting with your feelings, spending time alone intentionally, doing something new and uncomfortable. Growth is messy. Heartbreak is not linear, but it's all worth it in the end. And if you really ever feel super lost in it, just know I'm here. I know we don't know each other, but I'm always here. My messages, my comments, whatever it is, are always open. And let's keep walking, talking, and figuring this crazy thing called life out together. Thanks for hanging out with me today, and we'll see you next time. God bless you.